For Little Friends. Fiction story, Pieces of Home by Jane Nickerson. The happiness we feel when love has found us, 'tis love we get when love we bring. Children's Songbook, pages 138 through 139. Abby had big blue eyes and a great smile, and she loved to sing. When she bought a candy bar, she always gave Derek half of it. When Derek accidentally broke Joss's CD player, Abby defended him against their angry brother. She always seemed to be happy. That was why it was hard for Derek to think of her as being sad. And she was sad. Daddy had read a letter from Abby, who was far away on a mission. She was in a country that was very, very hot, and the language the people spoke was hard for her to understand and speak. She said that she wanted to come home. Mother had wiped her eyes on her hand. Daddy had said, "Well, she's just homesick. Every missionary goes through hard times." Derek wanted to help Abby, but how? If she were at home, he would climb onto her lap and say something to make her laugh. But he couldn't even write her a letter. All he could write was his name in crooked letters. Suddenly, Derek had an idea. He grabbed his box of crayons and a piece of paper. He dashed into Abby's bedroom and opened the curtains. It was a beautiful fall day. Outside the window, he could see the bright red leaves on the maple tree. Derek took his red crayon and began to draw what he saw. When he finished his picture, he wrote, "Derek" at the bottom. Then he went outside and picked up two beautiful red leaves from beneath the maple tree. He took the leaves and the picture to his mother. "These are for Abby," he said. Mother smiled and said, "She'll love them." The next time a letter came from Abby, Daddy stopped reading it right in the middle, came over to Derek, and gave him a big hug. "That was from Abby," he said. When winter came and snow fell, soft and thick from the sky, Derek cut out white paper snowflakes. "These are for Abby," he told his mother. At Christmas time, he pulled some needles from the Christmas tree. "Please send these to Abby," he said to his dad. In the spring, Derek picked blossoms from the lilac bush in the front yard. Then he carefully put them between two sheets of wax paper and placed a big fat book on top to press them. When they were dry and flat, off they went in the mail to Abby. Soon after that, he helped his mother bake a cake and hang balloons in the living room. He helped color a big sign that they taped to the garage door that said, "Welcome home, Abby." Abby had completed her mission. At the airport, Derek waited impatiently with his family. He watched all the people coming through the doorway. Where was Abby? It had been a long time. Would he still know her when he saw her? There she was. She was his own Abby, and she hadn't changed. Derek ran and threw his arms around her. Abby knelt down beside him. "My loving little brother," she said. "How did you think of those wonderful presents you sent to me? Do you know how happy they made me?" Derek smiled and said, "I just wanted to send you pieces of home." FHE, Hush, It's Time to Start by Pat Graham. And you'll probably need help with this. There's a great big picture on page 33 of an owl with two big eyes where it says cut out. Instructions. 1. Carefully remove pages 32 through 33 and mount each on light, weight cardboard. 2. Cut out the owl, including the holes for his eyes. 3. With a pencil, poke a hole through the black dot that is between the owl's eyes. 4. Cut out the circle containing the eyes and poke a hole through the black dot in the center of the circle. Put the circle, eyes facing up, behind the owl. Match up the holes, then attach the two pieces with a metal fastener, and turn the eyes until they are closed. 5. Cut out the poem, a wise reminder. 6. At the start of family home evening, have someone read the poem, then change the owl's closed eyes to open eyes to remind everyone to be quiet and pay attention. A wise reminder. Talking time is over. Family night has begun. Your arms are still. Your feet are still. I'm watching everyone. This wise reminder to go along with Hush, It's Time to Start, and the Picture of the Owl. End of the section for Little Friends. F-H-E, verb.